Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills, being a Tuesday afternoon. And Margaret, what is your subject for this week?
Well, Scott, my subject for this week is the Dragon's Foot Field at Broomfield.
The Dragon's Foot Field at Broomfield? What on earth is that all about?
It's quite difficult saying that, isn't it? Yes.
I find it difficult.
Well, it's one of these Essex folklore stories about dragons and mysterious happenings.
Well, go on then, tell us all.
Right. At Broomfield, St Mary and St Leonard's Church, there is a footpath nearby that runs off into the fields. Now, when the church was originally planned, back in the 11th century, the original building, and it was financed by the de Mandeville family, who were a very important and very wealthy Essex family, and they decided the spot where they would like the church built. In came the contractors, the builders, and made a start. The next morning, when they came back to carry on, they found that what had been laid the following day had mysteriously vanished and had been resited in a completely different location.
Ooh.
Now, this went on for some time. The builders would work, make sure they left everything secure, go home, come back the next day, and the church had actually disappeared from the spot. The strange thing about this area is nearby to the footpath, there is a depression in the ground, and people say it forms the outline of a dragon's foot, hence the name of the field. Way back in history, there were two fields, a sort of upper and a lower field, both called Dragon's Foot Field. So eventually the church was built on the site where whatever supernatural agency it was, and many people in the 11th century would have been only too ready to blame it on the dragon, who is said to have left an imprint of his foot by the side of the footpath. And they interpreted it that the dragon did not want the church built in the original spot, but wanted it built in its new location.
How far away was that?
Not far, not far. So presumably the dragon wasn't very keen on carrying rocks and mortar very far. But nevertheless, it wasn't on the original site that the de Mandevilles had planned it to be. Another interesting point about this area where the church was eventually built is that excavations there in more recent times have revealed traces of Roman tiles, Roman pottery, and so on. So they believe that a Roman villa at one time did stand on that spot. So whether it's anything to do with the ghosts of Romans who weren't very keen on having a church built in such close proximity, or whether indeed it is the dragon who was moving the rocks and the building materials, we don't know.
Well, very, very curious indeed. Very curious. So, where are we off to next week?
We're off to the Baker's Grave at Great Wakering.
The Baker's Grave at Great Wakering. All right, thanks very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.